KFSR presents Fresno State Service in Action, stories of community service from the campus of Fresno State, with host Chris Fiorentino on Fresno State Radio, 90.7 KFSR.
Good morning and welcome. I'm Chris Fiorentino, and thanks so much for joining us today. Every week on this show, we have an opportunity to hear from the people across the campus and the larger community who make possible the over 1 million hours of service that Fresno State provides every year. Today, I'm really excited to welcome our guests, Ms. Tasha Jafrida, Director of the Learning Center here at Fresno State, and the woman who was the driving force behind establishing a program here called Fresno State's Be the Match program. Thanks for being here today, Tasha.
Thanks for having me.
And with Tasha, I'm excited to welcome William Hardaway. William's an academic support coordinator here at Fresno State and a prospective bone marrow donor. Welcome, William.
Thank you.
And lastly, one of our great students, Tony Marie Munoz. She is the president of Be the Match at Fresno State. Tony, thanks for being here.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So these good people are all here to tell us about this Be the Match program, which is designed to promote bone marrow donation and is part of the National Marrow Donor Program. So Tasha, probably best to start with you. You got all this started. I do like, though, to give the audience a little background into who's behind the mic. So maybe first you can start by just a little self-introduction.
Sure thing. So Tasha Jafrida, by profession, I'm the director of the Learning Center at Fresno State. I've been here on campus, gosh, it's been 15 years. Mm-hmm. I'm also a wife, a mother of two teenagers, and a doctorate student here at Fresno State.
I did not know you were in the doctorate program.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Or
thank you.
Condolences, whatever it may be. So great program. Just a lot of time, especially when you've got
kids. A lot of time. Yeah, definitely.
A full-time job. That's a tough balancing act. So before we get into detail about this National Marrow Donor Program and Be the Match, I'd really like for you to tell your story about how you got involved. I know it's a very personal story. It has to do with your connection with Justin Garza. So maybe you can tell us a little about Justin and his journey and how you got involved in bone marrow donation and promotion of that.
Yeah, most definitely. It actually starts way before Justin. When I was in high school, I had a friend who needed a marrow donor. Actually, it was Jenny Eller from the Central California Blood Center.
I didn't know you and Jenny were
friends. We were. We played softball together. Gosh, since I was 13 was when that started. And so with her battle with leukemia, I ended up joining the marrow registry at age 18. Fast forward a few years, and in the summer of 2014, I had received an email from Justin, and Justin and I went to school together in junior high, in high school, and he was saying he was going to have a drive at Central High School's first football game because his cancer had returned, and he was told his only option was to find a marrow match. And so with that, I offered to Justin that I would help with the drive so he wouldn't have to worry about it and at least be able to take that off of his plate, and became kind of an advocate for him to get these drives up and running. So it was exciting. We decided to include all the high schools and Fresno State. He was an alum of Fresno State. And so we coordinated with Fresno State and had those drives here, and ended up signing 2,200 people up over a four-month period.
Yeah, and I know that Justin was very involved not only in the efforts here at Fresno State, but certainly around the area in a larger way. He was a huge advocate and promoter for this, and he passed away not too long ago.
Yes,
sadly.
This past February.
Yeah.
Yep. His cancer had returned three times, and he was told that his best chance of beating this was through a marrow match. And there was not a match on the registry at that time. And then when they told him, and your chances of finding a match are lower because you're Hispanic, that's when he realized he really needed to say something. He really kept private till they told him that. And so he decided to use his position as a high school coach to be able to share his story, and through that, be able to educate people about the importance of joining the marrow registry, not just when someone asks you to, and when they're in need, but really to get on it. Because, for example, in his case, he really needed the marrow donation right then and there. And he had to wait, I believe it was 6 to 8 months before he was finally able to get a transplant.
And we probably got a little ahead of ourselves. So I want to take a step back also and talk a little about exactly what the National Marrow Donor Registry is. And you've already mentioned a little bit, but why are bone marrow donors needed? I mean, obviously for things like leukemia, but let's talk about that a little bit. Can you share a little more about
Sure.
the marrow registry?
Uh-huh. Be the Match is an organization that works with the National Bone Marrow Registry for people with leukemia, lymphoma, other types of blood cancers, sickle cell anemia disorders. Sometimes their best and only way for survival is to actually have a marrow transplant. And contrary to what people think, you're not donating a kidney or you're not donating a bone. Mm. Those are definite myths. It's actually what you're donating are cells that make blood. So it's for these people, they need good blood and your blood reproduces. And so you're donating the cells to have the blood reproduce itself.
Yeah. You know, I think in short, and I'm going to butcher the science behind this. And so if there's a physician or someone who knows this better than I do out there, please don't call the station and tell us how wrong I was. But basically, your bone marrow is producing the blood cells and leukemia, lymphoma, something goes haywire in the genetic code and you're producing cells that are trying to kill you.
Yeah.
And so the only way to combat that in many cases, especially once some of the pretty darn good chemo treatments that are out there these days, is to basically kill off all of that individual's bone marrow mm-hmm. through high doses of chemo and radiation, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
And then replace that with a donor's marrow.
Yes.
And it's a very difficult process for the patient, but for the marrow donor, it's a pretty simple process. And we'll talk about that a little bit. But you mentioned also this issue about how for Justin and for other people of minority backgrounds, it is harder to find a match. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yes, definitely. The reason why it's harder for them to find a match is because people of ethnic minorities don't tend to register for the marrow registry. So, for example, your best chance of finding a match is someone of your same ethnic background or have your same DNA markers. Mm-hmm. And so being able to encourage people of variety of backgrounds, whether it be Hispanic, Asian, African-American, and mixed race, that's their best chance of finding a match. I actually just recently did the Ancestry DNA. And so that was really exciting because I was able to see, oh gosh, I didn't know I had this background or I didn't know I had that background. And so whenever you have someone looking for a marrow donation, sometimes, for example, with Justin, he was Hispanic descent. His donor actually came from Europe. And so we thought, oh, we're going to find that match right here in the Central Valley. Yeah. And his donor actually came from Europe, which is pretty amazing.
And all of those criteria, if I understand it right, it is actually harder to find the ideal bone marrow transplant donor than it is to find, say, a kidney or a heart transplant donor because the matches are so much more critical.
Right. There's 10 different markers, I believe, of what it is. And you want the most perfect match yeah. to be able to move forward with the process.
So, William, I understand you're on the marrow donor registry and you've been contacted because you're a potential match for someone. That's obviously really exciting to know that you might be that one person out there who's on the registry out of tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of people on the registry, that one person that can save that person's life. I'm just wondering if you can talk about your situation a little bit and what that's like.
So a few months ago, and Be the Match is very, whenever you register, I mean, the process is simple. So it's just like a single form with minor information and then probably the easiest lab I've ever done medically because I swab my own cheek. I like to think I almost have a medical degree now. So you just swab your own cheek. And then that was like a few years ago, like maybe 2 or 3 years ago. And then a few months ago, I received a phone call. I'm typically very active on campus, so it went to voicemail. And I also received a text, which I thought was very cool because the text message was letting me know, we gave you a phone call, we left a voicemail. And so listening to the voicemail, they thought that I would be a potential match for someone. And so, yeah, it was interesting because I've never been able to give blood before, donate blood because of my iron levels and stuff like that. And so my wife and my mother-in-law, they're very avid blood donors. And so that was always something where I'm like, oh, I can't go. Like they make a day of it and do all these events, go out and eat breakfast. And so I never felt the connection because I could never give. And so when this happened, my wife and my mother-in-law were probably more excited than I was. And they're like, you got to do it. I'm like, I am.
Yeah.
And so basically they kind of gave me the rundown of the potential procedures that I might go under. And so I'm doing the non-surgical procedure sometime in October or November.
Okay.
So the peripheral blood stem cell procedure. And it's a procedure where they're kind of extracting the blood generating cells from my marrow into my bloodstream. And so I'll go through a series of injections before the procedure.
To boost those particular cells.
Right.
Yeah.
And then after that, I'll go into like an outpatient procedure, which is basically kind of filtering my blood out, giving the platelets, white blood cells, and the blood generating cells, and then all my red blood cells and plasma come back.
It's like a lengthy blood donation, basically.
Yeah.
And it's
except you get your blood back.
Yeah. Yeah. If the listeners have ever heard of platelet or apheresis donation, it's a very similar process, is my understanding. So there's no surgery. They're not opening you up. The old procedure, and I think it still is used at times, is to do a large needle that is inserted into the hip.
Correct.
But even that is an outpatient situation.
Right.
So you are scheduled to go October or November of this year.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll use those stem cells, those marrow-producing cells, for the recipient.
Correct.
Now, you don't know who the recipient is, right?
No.
It's not like they connect you before. And this is somebody who, if the treatment is successful, and many times now it is, they will have your same blood DNA, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So you will really, truly have a twin out there.
Yeah.
It's a kind of an amazing thing. So Tasha, kind of like what William is going to be going through, we had a very interesting situation about a year or so ago. One of the students who got on the registry here at Fresno State became in William's situation. He was identified as a potential match. And after that testing, that subsequent testing, he was a match for somebody. And I'm wondering if you can just tell us a little more about Jonathan Benson and his story.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. Actually, Jonathan and William both registered during Justin's drives here campus. So that was really neat. But what was pretty amazing about Jonathan's story is, so he registered in the fall of 2014, and by spring, I think he was on the registry only 4 months, he received a phone call that he was a potential match, I believe, for an 18-month-old child.
Wow.
And so what he was able to save a life over spring break. So over spring break, they flew him up to San Francisco. They did the process. He did the same procedure that William is scheduled to do. He said it was real simple, outpatient procedure. He came home. He was home the next day and wasn't a big deal. And pretty amazing thing to think you're able to save the life of a child, much less, you know, anybody else. It's pretty neat.
And the Fresno State Magazine did a story on Jonathan and Will. And it had more information about Justin as well and the Be the Match program. We'll post that link to that story on the Facebook site for the show. So you'll definitely have a chance to access that if you'd like to read that. Okay, so Tony Marie, let's get you in here and let's start talking about Be the Match at Fresno State. Now, you're the president of that student organization. It is a student organization, right?
Yes, it is.
And I'm wondering if you can talk a little bit about what role does the student group play in getting people on the National Marrow Registry?
It's basically our role as students is we just want students to be involved in our club. So it is a club here on campus. Mm-hmm. But really, we just want our students to be at the drives. That's really our whole goal. Our also goal is to try to get students to become on the registry. We're more wanting them to know what the information is, as well as obviously get them registered. But getting the information out there is just as good as well.
Raising that awareness.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's kind of like our goal, is recruiting the healthy possible donors in hopes to save a life for someone suffering from this tragic disease.
So there are 4 blood drives that take place on campus every year. There are 3-day drives, and the Be the Match student group holds bone marrow registry drives in conjunction with those, right?
Right.
And so you're doing basically 4 registry events. There are multiple days. But how many people are you hoping to register at each drive?
In hopes, we try to register at least 100 students.
Okay.
But I mean,
the numbers vary. You've had 2,200 in a 4-month period before. So
it's a lot easier when we're trying to help someone personally. Now people are kind of like, oh, that sounds not what I want to do, you know, because they think of it as like something from their bone. So like I said, getting the information out there is our new goal as well.
Yeah, that it's nothing more than similar to a lengthy blood donation. It's very painless and a pretty simple process. And I think that's the other thing that we have seen over the years, is that obviously when there's an individual who a drive is for, that people are very quick to come out and participate because they see that individual's face and they hear the story about that individual. Parker Frisch in Fresno was a big example of that. Thousands of people turned out to get on the registry for Parker and donate blood and blood products. But the reality is there are hundreds or thousands of Parkers and hundreds of Justins, and that if people understand that they can get on this registry and maybe help this unknown person that they don't even realize is out there and in this need, it's a great opportunity. So the work you're doing is really important to raise awareness and to get people on the registry.
Thank you.
And we're operating obviously here at Fresno State on the college campus. And why is a college, especially a place here like Fresno State, such a prime place to recruit people for the registry?
Just like in our logo, Fresno State is we're full of diversity. And so colleges itself are the greatest place to find those possible registers because we can hopefully find those minority groups.
Mm-hmm.
Like Tasha was saying earlier, those are really tough to find. So with a big college campus, which we have some up and down California, we hopefully try to find those minority groups.
Yeah, I think, you know, very heavy Hispanic, Latino population, Southeast Asian population, African-American, Native American, Indian, Pacific Islander. Those are all groups that are underrepresented on the registry, if I understand it correctly.
Yes.
And so those are groups that typically have a significant percentage on campus. So you're out not just targeting those groups, obviously, but hopefully if you're in that pool here on campus and you're able to raise that awareness around campus.
Mm-hmm.
And get more donors, then you're raising the numbers of minority individuals on the pool.
I'll just cut in here also real quick. One of the other things, the reason why it's important for college campus per se, is the best donors are donors between the ages of 18 to 24.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the best donors. To get on the registry is 18 to 44, but whenever they are able to narrow it down to who's the best donors, they really like the 18 to 24 range. And so that's another reason why college campuses are great. I remember Justin gave a speech on campus to a group of potential teachers, and he looked out at the audience. He goes, oh, it's like a breeding ground out there. You guys are perfect, you know, diverse ethnic minorities, young, you know, it's an absolute perfect. So that's the time to get on the registry.
Yeah. And Tony Marie, since you do these drives in conjunction with the Fresno State Blood Drives, the dates for the fall drives, first one's coming up here in just a couple of weeks, September 12th through the 14th, and then there's one in November, the 14th through the 16th. There'll be opportunities for students or anybody else to register at both of those drives, all 3 days, just 2 days. How do you work it?
It is all 3 days.
So
okay. The first day, usually that Tuesday night, we will be in the dining hall
mm-hmm.
with the blood drive. And we hold it, I believe, from like 4 to 7 is our usual times.
Yeah.
And then Wednesday and Thursday, we will be out in the free speech area. And we are out there from 10 to 3.
Okay.
So just as long as the blood drive, it's a quick, like maybe 5 minute, 2 minute. Basically, majority of that time, they are just filling out the paperwork. The swabbing is only 2 seconds.
Yeah. So just walk through that. We've talked about that already. But so what happens? Somebody comes up, they fill out a brief questionnaire and register. And then you give them a little lengthy, almost like a lengthy Q-tip, right?
Yeah. They get 4 of them. So with those 4, they are rubbing their cheeks to all 4 sides, and then they just stick it in there, and then we close it up for them.
It picks up those skin cells, mm-hmm. and they can get that information that they need, whether or not they're a match.
Yep,
so,
but just a little swab.
And that's it.
And then they're
done.
And they're done.
Okay. And what if somebody can't get to campus? There's certainly other ways that they can get on the registry, right?
There is. So they can go to any Central California Blood Center.
Okay.
And they can do it through there. Or they can always go to bethematch.org and they can actually do it in the comfort of their home. They will send them a kit through the mail and then they can just send it right back.
Okay. And there are multiple Central California Blood Center sites all over the valley, actually. 2 or 3 of them here in Fresno, I think Visalia. There are multiple sites. And we'll post not only the Central California Blood Center's website and information to the Facebook page, we'll also put the bethematch.org site and link it off of our page as well. So lots of ways that people can get on the registry. A very easy process to get on the registry. If you're identified as a donor, a pretty simple process to be able to save somebody's life, to be that one person out there who can make that kind of difference.
Yeah, we have, I think statistically, for every 500 people who join the registry, there might be one person who's able to go through the donation process. So for example, myself, I've been on the registry since I was 18,
yeah.
many moons ago. I have never been called. Unlike William, I would be like his wife and jumping up and down. And that's actually what we found with Justin's drives. He had 2,200 people sign up to date. So it's been about 3 years. We know there's 4 people who've actually have gone through to donate and save lives from those efforts. So that's exciting. And to know that those people, it will just continue on.
Yeah,
you know.
And I think it's really important to realize that part of that is the fact that it is so difficult to be a match. And I think people sometimes will say, well, you know, 1 in 500, I'm going to get on the registry. I'll never get called. You don't know that, right? William, you weren't sure you were going to get the call to be a donor. I'm sure Jonathan wasn't. Tasha, I guess having known Justin and having been so involved in this effort, are there other thoughts that you can share to encourage those listening to get their friends, get their family members, and get signed up for the registry?
Yeah, definitely. I think one is you need to be committed. So if you make the decision to join the registry, what you definitely don't want to do is if you get that phone call and someone says you've been selected as a potential match and then you back out. That would just be absolutely devastating. So I would say if you're making that decision, make sure you're committed. The other thing, as I mentioned, is don't wait for your sister, your brother, your family, mother, aunt, uncle, something to happen to where you decide to join then and there. I often think if Justin had a match at that time that he needed it, if he would still be with us today. Yeah. You know, I'm so thankful for his donor. His donor was able to give Justin 2 more years of life.
Two more years with his kids and his wife, his family.
Exactly. And I know everybody's extremely grateful for that time.
Absolutely.
But it's important to get on so that when somebody is in need, because when it gets to that point, they're out of options. You know, the marrow registry, that's the last option. Someone needs a marrow donation. They don't turn to marrow donation first. They've tried everything else. And so, you know, if you're out there and you're on the registry and you do get a phone call, know it's important. Don't wait to return the phone call. You know that that's critical. And know that the process will be a gazillion times harder on the patient than it will be on you.
Yeah.
So I know someone who went through the donation process as a donor and actually went bowling the next day. So it's not a process that's going to take a ridiculous amount of time or effort on your part for the recipient. That's where the hard work kicks in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, I just want to reiterate, go to bethematch.org, check out their website. All the information, the details that we've been talking about today are there. Come out to one of the Fresno State drives and get on the registry. So September 12th through the 14th and November 14th through the 16th. If somebody has questions about those drives or about Be the Match, Tony Marie, what's the best way for them to get more information?
They can always email me at tonymarie2014@mail.fresnostate.edu.
Okay. T-O-N-I-M-A-R-I-E.
2014.
Okay.
At mail.fresnostate.edu.
Okay. And we'll put your email up there on the Facebook site as well.
We'll take volunteers, even if you don't want to register. I'll definitely love the help, you know, try to get the information out there.
Yeah. So if you're over that 44 age limit, it doesn't mean that you can't come out, volunteer, help out, spread the word.
Yeah.
And boy, everybody,
anything
I don't
helps.
Care how old you are, you know folks that are in that age range and get them out there and get them on the registry. You know, kind of like Tasha, I've been donating blood and platelets for 36 years, I think. I got on the registry at about age 20 here through Fresno State. Because of my age, I'm no longer eligible to be a marrow donor, but I just can't imagine, William, the honor of being in a situation to be able to be that one donor. And I hope someday there's a much easier treatment for folks that are having these serious medical conditions. But until then, donors like you and donors like the other folks on the registry, that's that ticket to a longer, if not a full life. So thanks, William, and best of luck as you go through the process.
Thank you. It is an honor. I know that at the time that I initially registered, there was only like the actual donation and the needle in the hip procedure.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they called, I was like, oh, so which one will it be? And they said, oh, actually, we have a newer procedure and it's the transfer of your blood-making cells. And so like that's been just 2 years. So.
Yeah.
My hope is that more people get educated on how easy this process is. The only thing I had to do since the cheek swab was go and have a blood test to see if most of my markers were a match.
Yeah.
And so they were. And so I'll be going in October, November. And I mean, the way that I've been educated on the procedure from the Be the Match folks, talking to Tasha, it's just a few hours.
Well, William, thank you. And Tasha and Tony Marie, thank you for all you're doing to get others on the registry. And please keep up the good work. Once again, we've blown through another 30 minutes. And as always, to all of our listeners, thanks for joining us this morning. Please tune in again next Sunday morning and every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. for another Fresno State Service in Action program on KFSR. Also, go to our Facebook page at FS Service in Action. Tell us what you think about today's show. Go get online, sign up to be part of the Marrow Donor Registry at bethematch.org or come out to one of the campus drives. You could be that one person, that only person who can save someone else's life. We are Fresno State Service in Action, and we're on the air at 90.7 FM and streaming worldwide at kfsr.org. Thanks and have a great day.
KFSR presents Fresno State Service in Action every Sunday morning at 11. For a complete program schedule, visit kfsr.org.